I'm Brandon Tracy, and welcome back to the Authentic Agent Podcast, where we have honest and open conversations about all things real estate and business. I'm joined again today by Kyle Bates, CEO at BTG Real Estate and co-founder of the Authentic Agent. And today we're going to be talking about accepting the challenge of entrepreneurship. So Kyle, where can they find us?
Yeah. So before we get started, everyone, please go on to wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, any of them, just subscribe. That's where you're going to be able to find the most active and up-to-date content. We also have some really interesting and great things coming this fall that we're excited to share with you soon. So please follow us on those podcast platforms. And also go on and like our Facebook page. There's going to be a little icon so you can see where that is as well on this screen. So please like our Facebook, follow us on there, and then also subscribe on those podcast networks, and we will greatly appreciate you.
Yes, and we do have some awesome stuff, some stuff we've been massively committed to releasing here in the fall, and we're going to start posting some updates on our Facebook page on that stuff, so make sure you follow along, and we'll just leave it as a carrot for now. So listen, you know, today we're going to be talking about accepting the challenge. And really, even before the pandemic and certainly after it started, the evidence was in on our industry, right? Like that, there's no secret. Real estate is simply not what HGTV and social media made it out to be. So failure rates for agents. Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? Like who would have thought? But failure
rates. I only show three houses and I give them cute nicknames.
Yeah. It's so easy. But failure rates for agents weren't improving from a very dismal, like 96.5% failure rate over the course of their first 2 years before their first license renewal came up. And you know, our business was challenging before the pandemic. It is certainly challenging during the pandemic. And guess what? It will be challenging after the pandemic is over or whatever it looks like on the other side of this, right? But the good news is that, listen, it's because of this challenge that we're allotted the opportunities to take control of our lives through real estate. And I want people to really understand that if it was easy, everyone would do it. If everyone could do it successfully, there wouldn't be enough opportunity and there certainly wouldn't be enough money to go around. So what I want you to do is I want you to accept the challenge that is building a real estate career and evolving your real estate career as the industry changes and evolves. You can ensure that you're in a position to continue to build your career and live the life that you envisioned when you first got into real estate in the first place. And a lot of what today's podcast is going to be is just us talking through a little bit about what that looks like. And Kyle, I know one thing that has been very, you know, on the top of our priority list for discussions has been change and accepting that change is the constant state of business. And I want to talk a little bit about that today, but I also want to talk about the competition, right? Because almost to a city across the nation right now, we have low supply and extremely, extremely high demand. So we're going to talk about that today as well. And then we're going to talk about the power of consulting for success. During times like this, the consultation itself is one of the most powerful trust building activities you can do with a client. We're going to talk about why you need that trust so bad as we start to evolve into what real estate's going to be for all of us going forward. And then we're going to talk about managing expectations and client fatigue. You all know this. I know you've got those clients in the car and you keep looking and you're into this thing for 5 or 6 or 7 offers and you've been denied and the client's fatigue sets in and it's hard to manage that. So we're going to talk about that as well today.
Yeah. So let's talk about the change, the competition. I think that's the most pertinent subject. I think that's what people are feeling the most. Competition in particular. And I know this is a national issue or a national struggle. Everyone is dealing with competition right now. And a lot of that is fueled by the interest rate. A lot of that is fueled by the upward mobility of people and the amount of people working from home, just like we talked about on the last podcast. As a result, people are looking for different things. People aren't necessarily moving to those high-rise condo complexes, looking for the convenience to be close to restaurants and bars. Like they're looking for space. They're looking for home offices. They're looking for yards for their kids to play in. And as a result, a lot of people are moving. It's causing a lot of competition and a lot of struggle because, like you said, it's not as easy as HGTV makes it out to be. And we've known that for a long time. It's the same thing as your Zillow's estimate will never be accurate. Through this time, we're having to adapt and change more than we have ever in the past. There's things that are coming across everywhere, like an escalation clause or waiving appraisal contingencies or paying above market value. These things that the consumer doesn't know about, doesn't want to have to hear about, and is not always happy about. So you mentioned the consultation. You mentioned setting the right expectations. You mentioned making sure you're being that expert communicator. And you also mentioned staying engaged and educated during this time, because if you don't know what you're talking about, if you don't know what's going on, and if you can't speak from that engaged place, how's anyone ever going to trust you setting the right expectations? What are you doing to stay engaged? What are you doing to make sure that you're knowing exactly what's going on when it's going on?
Yeah, well, I don't think my engagement has ever been as high as it is right now. I've always been the type of person that engages, right? Because I'm a junkie for the information. I want to know what's going on. I want to know why it's going on. And I want to know how it affects me.
What are you engaging with, though? I think that's important.
Yeah, well, you know, one, there's the team engagement, right? We're engaging in the conversation every single day, whether that's coaching, you know, through our business or morning huddles or very specific podcasts about what's happening in the world right now, why it's happening, you know, economics, the changes of all of that. I want to know what my clients are looking at, what they're experiencing. And I want to know what, you know, what's fueling their mindset? What are their challenges? What are their fears? Because being able to empathize with their situation is really, really important. If you're one of those real estate agents that's just kind of like winging it every day and mostly it's just Netflix and then maybe I'll take an incoming call and I'll serve a client when they come here, like that's more of a reactive business person. And I think the future is reserved for the proactive and creative thinkers, right? It's for the engaged people. And the most valuable thing about engagement is that by being part of a very specific conversation, especially an industry conversation, day in, day out, by plugging into that, what you're doing is you're leveling up your understanding of what's happening, why it's happening, and how can I serve my clients, right? Your vocabulary is changing. You're able to articulate what's happening better and better every day, every week. And then when you pass that knowledge, that articulation down to your client or down to a lead that's come into your business, you sound so competent. You sound so professional and capable. And really, that's what people are looking for right now. They're looking for that competent professional to guide them through this process. They're fearful. There's a lot that they don't understand or know. And Kyle, you nailed it earlier. You're talking about, listen, these things like escalation clauses and waiving appraisers, I mean, you name it. There's 15, 20 things that are happening right now that are not necessarily part of your standard traditional real estate transaction. And if you're not-
You don't learn that in real estate school.
Yeah, but if you're not setting those expectations, if you're not capable of speaking intelligently and clearly on the complexity of those items to your clients, then it's really hard to set them up for success, because you're going to say, yeah, well, let's waive our appraisal. And you might have a 30-second conversation about what that means, but then that appraisal comes back and it's really low. And that might mean they're coming to the table with extra cash. Like, you really need to help them understand everything that's happening and why it's happening and how they're going to compete. Make sure that they're comfortable with that. And those are complex items, maybe not for the pro that's been through this for a long time, but as evidence, you know, the evidence in real estate suggests that, like, not everybody's capable of having these conversations.
We're also in a time where emotions are heightened. So if you're not explaining and articulating this properly, this could turn into something that is a much bigger problem.
Yeah. And this all ties into being successful in low supply and high demand, right? Because the most prepared and educated buyers and sellers typically are the most successful buyers and sellers in tough markets like this. So what's that?
Same thing with agents.
Yeah. So as an agent, what you should really be doing is not be reactive, right? Amateurs leap for their dreams, right? They just leap off the cliff and they're like, I got this, right? Pros build a bridge. Pros build a bridge across that cliff so that that traffic can flow across there, like, very systematically, strategically, and predictably. And one of the things that I think is being highlighted in real estate right now, one of my favorite things, I love that this is happening, is that the agents that are focusing on this are having massive success right now, right? Because the passive agent or the passive person is no longer just able to kind of wing it and make it work, right? Or at the very least, it's like the percentage of success is just dramatically plummeted over the course of this time. So those agents that are very solid about helping a new lead or a potential new client understand the value of, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we got to sit down, we got to talk about some key things. We have to prepare to be successful in this market. And here's why we have to do that is because the reason you're hiring me is to set you up for success. I'm your guide, you're the hero, and I'm going to guide you through some of the complexities of our market today so that you don't miss out on your favorite house, or at the very least, you are prepared to compete for the home in a way that you're comfortable with, you know, for yourself and your family. I think consulting now is becoming one of the, like, it's left the realm of like, the great ones do it, but it's not necessary. And it's entering the realm of now the great ones do it and it's necessary. And we talk about this all the time, right? People don't say yes to you unless they trust you. And there's absolutely no better platform to build trust with a client than by sitting down in a consultation and being a strong consultant and expectation setter.
Well, I think that validates that real estate is a very fair industry. It's really You get what you give.
Yeah, I don't know that enough agents really accept that reality, right? Real estate is one of the most fair industries that you could pop. You are going to get exactly from real estate what you put in to real estate. And when I say what, I think it's important to clarify what we mean by what you put into real estate, right? Like, I'm not talking about you go to your office and socialize every day, right? Mm-hmm. What I mean, what you put into real estate as far as your engagement, your education, your skill building around consulting, your skill building around articulating your value proposition to encourage someone that you just met to trust you to sit down with a consultation. There's all these skills involved in real estate. And then there's effort. What you lack in skill at any point in your career, you've got to make up for in effort, both in doing more than you think is necessary, both from an action standpoint and a learning standpoint. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I can't really say anything about learning without the caveat, education without implementation is just entertainment. So it's very important that you then apply what you learn and then evaluate what you learn, whether you're evaluating the success of your performance or the failure of your performance. Evaluation has to be a key component to you continuing on that pattern.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this whole idea around consulting and supply and demand, to me, it's tied together. Preparing a client for success is about a strong consultation. It's about building trust. And when there's these new complexities like this, and there's a lot of drama and emotion wrapped up in a market like this, it's very, very important to sit down and create some guidelines and some expectations and get on the same page with people. Mm-hmm. Now, on the flip side of that, of course, not everybody is doing that. Not everybody takes that approach. And as a result of that combined with competitive markets is two things happen. Agents fall away and clients get alienated by those agents or frustrated by their agents' lack of ability to communicate these very important things and set great expectations, and they fall away, right? Yeah. They fall away from the agent or whatever. So there's a lot of alienated clients that may not have existed otherwise. And when you hear people say the term, take your market share, right? Take market share or take your unfair share. I mean, every brokerage, every leader, everyone's got like their version of taking market share. Like, this is specifically an opportunity that exists in the market today, right now. You have an opportunity to show these alienated clients that there is a professional way of buying and selling real estate to help, like, and it's through you, and it's through consulting, it's through preparing to be successful. And I think that that's where one of the biggest opportunities lies for the engaged, active, and educated agent right now.
Yeah, I mean, this market really is a make or break time in terms of you can build a business during this time or you can watch your business crumble. And a lot mm-hmm. of that has to do with making sure that you are leveraged And I don't just mean you need a staff. I mean, you're leveraged with your education, you're leveraged with your technology, you're making sure you're being efficient, and then you're also consulting at an extremely high level so your clients are educated and have the right expectations. If you do that correctly, you prevent that inevitable frustration throughout the transaction. You prevent that inevitable crumbling of the relationship and the loss of referrals for the future. If you take this market correctly, if you handle it correctly, you can build a business that feeds you for years to come, because you can represent more people this year than you ever have before. And when you represent those people at a high level, when you do a great job in a tough market like this, who is going to be singing your praises from the mountaintop? These folks. These people are going to be referring you to their friends, their family. They're going to be repeat referral customers. They're getting great houses at great interest rates. They are people that are going to be happy for a very long time. These will be your bird dogs. These will be your advocates if you handle the process correctly. You can also go the opposite way and light your pants on fire and start running, because a lot of people are going to do it that way. And you can make a lot of money this year, but then you can make no money next year and make less money the year before. And now you're in debt and everything fell apart, because you might get overly confident that you're great at acquiring clients or you're great at bringing in all this business, but not focused on building the business on the back end. You need to accept the challenge of being an entrepreneur. And by accepting that challenge, you're accepting building a business. You're not just someone who makes a lot of money in a short period of time. That's great if you have a plan for it. But if you don't have a plan for it, you're always going to fail. You're never building that bridge. You're leaping off the cliff.
Yeah, like success is something you plan for, right? Like that you really nailed it on the head that there's salespeople in real estate and then there's business builders in real estate. Salespeople are just like really reactive, just out there selling, like doing what, like no system, no process, no process for preparing buyers for success. Or let's be honest, filtering right now is an extremely, extremely important thing that agents need to be doing through the consulting process, is identifying the clients that can and will compete in this market, and identifying the clients that are going to have a really hard time, and having a very open and honest conversation about why they're going to have a hard time with them. And it's extremely important, because if you want to be successful in business as a real estate agent, you have to generate profit. And in order to generate profit, you have to have a process for identifying the agent or the clients that can buy homes in really dramatic markets like this. And that doesn't mean you meet with somebody that can't buy a home and you filter them aside and say, no, it's about consulting with that person around a plan of action for the future to become a valid buyer for the market, or potentially wait till the market, you know, just frees up a little bit so that they can be more competitive. And then they go in your database for future business, and you nurture that stuff, right? And I fear that what we do a lot of times is we just are very reactionary during this time, and we're just showing anybody a home that wants to show a home. We're acting desperately as business people, and as a result, we're actually putting ourselves way behind. Yes. And quite frankly, you know, I've always been this way. I've always been huge on the buyer consultation. I do not want to show a house, any house, to a buyer without knowing that, one, we're a good fit to work together. Two, you certainly can and have proven that you have a pre-qualification for, like, you can get a mortgage for this home, right? And then three, are you prepared for what negotiating and purchasing a home really looks like, right? Are you going to be ready for what the offer negotiation looks like, what the inspection negotiation looks like? I want to talk to you about these things and make sure that I'm setting good expectations, I'm educating you, and that you're prepared for success. And we always talk about the one of three things when it comes to all of our consulting, or all of our consulting sessions, where we talk to the client about one of three things is going to happen as a result of our meeting today. Now, the first is you're going to see a lot of value in myself and my team, and you're going to choose to work with me, and that's fantastic. That's our ultimate goal for the day. But the second thing that could happen is you may not see a lot of value in me. You may not feel comfortable with me as a person or as a professional. You may just not like the way that I do business, and I want you to know that that's okay as well. Part of this is you evaluating me to make sure I'm a good fit for you, and I want you to know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, that's an important part of our visit today. Now, the third thing that can happen today, and Mr. and Mrs. Smith, this rarely ever happens, but in the event that at any point during this consultation, I feel that I can't meet and exceed your expectations, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to be honest with you today, because I'd rather be honest with you today and turn you down now rather than let you down during a critical part of this process where you're very frustrated with me. And like, ultimately, we wrap that one of three things up with,
ladies and gentlemen, he still has it.
I still got it. But we wrap that one of three things up with, does that sound fair to you? Right? So what we're doing in the first, really, that's a 3-minute conversation. In the first 3 minutes, we're deciding, are we sitting across with a fair person with the expectations of we have some preparation to do here and that we need to come together and collaborate as a team? And, you know, I know a lot of people are worried, like, you say the third thing. Yes, you say the third thing. And it's super important because in a lot of ways during the consulting session, you're establishing control, right? You're saying, I'm the professional. I have the information. I'm prepared to deliver it to you. Let's see how we vibe throughout this process. It's so powerful. And if it scares you, I understand that it scares you. I understand why it scares you, but you're the pro, right? Here's what agents love to do, right? Agents love to compare themselves to doctors and lawyers. It's nonsense, but we always do it, right? It's like
a little okay, bit you're gonna, I'm out of school.
If you're gonna do it, then do it, right? Don't just compare yourself to a doctor and a lawyer. Like, do it, right? Have your consultation. Determine whether or not we're a good fit. Determine whether or not you want to take the case, Mr. Lawyer, right? Like, step up to the plate and show them that you're a capable and competent professional. And then what will happen is the showing process, the negotiation processes, all of that becomes easier because trust has been built in you as a professional. And that doesn't happen without a powerful consultation.
Mm-hmm. That third thing is like a parachute throughout the entire transaction as well. Because during these times when things get tough, when people start looking on Zillow or different places and people start seeing other houses selling or they miss out on five different houses that they really like, who's the person that gets blamed? The agent. You're the head of the transaction to them. You're the face, and sometimes they get frustrated. You can always lean back on that third thing and say, hey, it feels like I'm not meeting and exceeding your expectations. Let's get back on the same page. Let's sit down and see if this is still a mutually beneficial relationship. I guarantee people will respect and appreciate that. People want to feel like you're being honest with them. If you just brush it under the rug and try and hide from it or run past it, they're going to have conversations at home. They're going to be talking about how you don't listen to them or how you're not doing enough, when in reality, it's the market. You need to have the conversation and you need to always stay engaged and aware of what they're doing.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's important because we talk about meeting and exceeding expectations, Kyle, but what we're also doing throughout that process is seeing if the client will let us manage their expectations as well. So for example, if during a consultation, they're talking about something and you go, oh, well, that's not reality, right? Like, how good are you at articulating complex ideas in a way that makes them comfortable with coming off of their position and joining you over here in reality, right? Mm-hmm. And if they're unwilling to do that, then you get to exercise the third option. Hey, Kyle, remember when I told you, you know, the third thing that could happen is, you know, if I felt like I couldn't meet and exceed your expectations, well, this is that moment right now.
Yep.
And what I'd rather do is I'd rather refer you out to another agent or release you to find another agent because I know that I'm not going to be able to deliver on this. And I would rather part as friends rather than create an enemy throughout this process and have you and your family be upset with me. Does that sound fair to you? So it's about being powerful and confident in that moment. And also, we get this question a lot right now is, okay, so you have this consultation, right? You set them up for success. You prepare them for the moment. And then they're out there competing for homes and they just keep getting beat out and beat out and beat out. So Kyle, like, how are we managing client fatigue throughout that process? Like, how are we keeping the client engaged when they keep taking losses?
Setting the right expectations from the beginning. When people are prepared to power through, when people are ready to hunker down, people are resilient. They're ability to move through and not get emotionally attached is a lot more resilient than we give most people credit to for. As long as you're setting the right expectations from the beginning. When it's a surprise, it's exhausting, it's frustrating, and it's relationship ending. When it's expected, it's something that they expect and are ready to continue to move through.
Yeah, it's a whole different ballgame when they say, hey, Brandon told me that this would happen. Brandon told me that this was a possibility. He also said, this is how we're going to handle it, right? So
it's a relationship building moment as opposed to a relationship breaking moment.
Yeah. And it also solidifies how right you might have been, right? Mm-hmm. And then that starts to build trust even further. So then the next offer that you're written, the next offer, they're going to continue to lean into you. They're going to continue to listen, maybe get a little bit more aggressive. And like when I use the word aggressive, what that really means in a competitive market is they're getting ready to compete at the level that they know they need to compete at. And, you know, throughout that process, it's important that we help them keep their eye on the prize. And the prize isn't necessarily the home itself. It's the why behind why they wanted to buy a home in the first place. Yeah. And if you've got a strong consultation, then you're going to discover, why are you, you know, what's important to you in a home? Why is buying a home right now important to you? What's your long-term goal? Like, what's important to you about buying a house? Because you're going to need to help them stay in that conversation when times get tough, when the supply is low and the demand's high and you're competing and you're losing. You've got to help them, like, you've got to help them stay enthusiastic about why we're showing up to compete in the first place, right? Remember, you told me this was important to you. Well, we can do this. And if you step up to the challenge, your client will follow you. I hear agents say this all the time. I just want my client to step up. It's like, well, have you stepped up yet? Have you stepped up to the conversations that you need to have right now?
Have you articulated what the challenge is?
Like, do they even know the challenge? 100%. So, you know, I just think that it's really important to have this particular conversation and wrap it around the consultation, because that consultation it's such a powerful tool to help you solve these otherwise challenging and like what it feels like sometimes unforgiving moments in this business. So the challenge and the competition, preparing for that moment, starts with the consultation.
Doesn't solely apply to your clients. This applies to every aspect of your business. If you don't set the right expectations for yourself, you're a salesperson, you're going to sell yourself on how great things are going to go, or how terrible things are going to go, or how many excuses are preventing you from being successful right now. Remember, real estate is fair. Real estate is really fair. That's not to downplay the challenges. It's not to downplay the problems that are out there. But it does at least provide a little bit of freedom in knowing that you still have control over this thing. Plenty of people are selling homes right now. Plenty of people being successful. Why can't you? You deserve that success. You absolutely deserve it. And you can absolutely take it if you handle this properly. But you need to set the right expectations for yourself. You need to be absolutely honest with yourself every step of the way. You need to be honest in knowing that, like, hey, just showing up and socializing at an office or showing up and making 3 phone calls is not being engaged. It's not being educated. It's not staying focused. And you can't just show up for some Snapchat class and expect that's going to change your business, especially if you don't implement anything you learn. You need to be plugging into the correct information. You need to be focused on mindset. You need to be focused on your time block, and you need to be focused on developing a daily schedule that will get you through this time. If you need any more support with that, go to our last week's podcast, because it's what we talked about. Develop your daily schedule. Stay focused. Stay in the grind. Stay in the moment. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in the bull stuff.
The bull stuff. Nice. PG-13. That's great.
Hard for me. I'm not naturally.
You know, I think one of the things here too is, you know, last week we talked about autonomy and accountability, and you said it, you know, as you were just talking, that you have to show up. And I think that what a lot of people don't understand is showing up means every day. Mm-hmm. And we get into real estate with the idea of being self-governing and having the autonomy and being our own boss and making our own schedule and yada, yada, yada. Like, all of those things do exist as opportunities for you to earn, but you do not step into them in real estate, right? You can have autonomy and be broke if you want. Like, that's fine. But if you want success,
it's called homelessness.
Yeah. But if you want success and autonomy and have success and be self-governed, that's a process you have to earn as an entrepreneur. You don't step into that, right? You don't just put entrepreneur on your Facebook profile title or Instagram title and then you're like, boom, I nailed it. Like, no, it's a process of earning that right. And that takes a lot of work and a lot of discipline, right? And a lot of self-leadership and self-accountability.
And a lot of sacrifice.
Yeah, a lot of sacrifice. The crazy thing is I'm gonna let everybody in on a little secret here. It is extremely simple to accomplish that. It's not easy. I'll be first to admit it's absolutely not easy. It's quite hard actually, but it is very simple. And it starts with self-discipline. Show up to the conversation every day, right? Show up for yourself, show up for your family, show up for your goals, for your big why, but show up every single day. Now, listen, I'll give you this. Show up every single workday if you want, right? Like if you're not the grinder, if you're not the 7 days a week type of deal, that's fine too. Like you don't need
to be. Real quick, showing up is not always working. Showing up to be present on the weekend is a completely different thing. You don't have to show up and do business every day, but you need to show up and be present so that you can allow yourself to plug back in when the time is right.
Yeah, be part of the conversation. And that we always talk about this, right? And I love that, like, I'm happy to talk about this with ridiculous consistency. Showing up every day is going to bring new challenges to you. And one of those challenges is you're going to get bored with the conversation. You're going to get bored. Like people get bored with what works. People get bored with success and they start looking for something else, not knowing if that works at all. Likely it won't, but you're going to get bored and you're going to tell yourself that this isn't working. And you're probably going to do that after a very short period of time, you know, weeks or months. And it's just like entrepreneurs work inside the boredom, the consistency of it for quarters and years to develop success. So you have to have the mindset of, I understand that I got to bring it every single day and that I'm going to get bored. And here's what I'm going to do to overcome that boredom, right? And that I'm going to have failures. And here's what I'm going to do to overcome that failures. I'm going to have setbacks. Like one of our mentors says, right as you start to experience success, something in your life is going to hit, like a bomb is going to go off in your life. And he calls it success suicide, right? You're going to get really sick. A family member is going to get sick. God forbid somebody's going to die. Someone's going to get in a car accident. So like,
you're really talking life, people into being successful right now.
Life is going to happen to every single one of us. And as entrepreneurs, the difference between an entrepreneur and someone in a job is someone in a job might say, hey, you know, they talk to their manager and say, I need a couple days off. And the manager says, oh my gosh, you're right. Like take a couple days off. But in the end, like you've got a job that you have to get back to. As an entrepreneur, we tell ourselves stories that this thing happens, right? Whether it's a really horrible thing that happens, because those do happen to people, or I don't want to sound like insensitive, but sometimes like agents or entrepreneurs will stub their toe and they'll be out for 2 weeks. It's like, because it's a mindset thing. I have an excuse not to show up. So I'm not going to show up. The hardest part about success in anything is that you have to show up when it's inconvenient. And that's the part that most of us never get to. It's like, we can show up when it's convenient, but the problem is it's rarely convenient. It's rarely convenient. And now you add in the pandemic and we're at home and we have to manage kids at a different level. Now we have all these new challenges. We got to show up when it's inconvenient. What does that look like for you and your life? And if you want some insight into that, go back to last week's podcast, Accountability, Autonomy. That's the primary meat of that conversation. And it's a powerful one.
Yeah, I think that's a great place to wrap up. So let's recap on what we talked about. So talked about the challenge and competition, always needing to stay engaged as agents to win big. There's one way to win big right now, and it's stay engaged. Supply and demand, it is tough. The competition is real, and we know it's real. But if you're educating yourself on the market and you're making sure you're plugging in, staying engaged again, you can now articulate that to your client and you can win big, not only for the short term, but for a really long time. That all has to do with consulting. So consult with everyone in your life, including yourself. Consult with yourself about what is going on. Be honest, be realistic, and grow your business. This is the best time to take control. And then manage those expectations for yourself and for your clients. If you're doing all those things, you're accepting this challenge. You're ready to go.
Yeah, accept this challenge and it will be worth it. Kyle, you said it earlier. You deserve success. You, the listener, you deserve success, but only if you work for it. So look yourself in the mirror, say, what do I have to do? How can I bring some self-accountability to my life and the goals, the things that I said that I wanted? And then tell yourself, I'm going to do those things. I'm going to do them every day, regardless if I get bored at them. And I'm going to do them because I know wholeheartedly that I deserve success. And you'll be right when you say that to yourself. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to our podcast. Like The Authentic Agent on Facebook and follow along as we release new content. And we have exciting things coming, as we said, this fall to empower you and your business. Back in 2 weeks. Enjoy, go out there, make a difference for yourself, your family, and your clients. Good day.